you for calling Dorothy's name. This is Truth from South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I love you, because I want to have you back, because I think you're real cute. I got a letter today from the state with your name on it and mine, kind of a Mr. and Mrs. Kozlowski thing. But, you know, it is the thing about the funding issue, which, you know, right now, again, I'm going to be open with you. You hide everything from me, but I'm going to be open with you. What I am doing, because of the terms that I heard from the state, as I described previously, what I am doing is I am planning to pay October rent probably next week or the following. I'm paying things early, so I can then, subsequent to that, collect additional the funds necessary, because everything else would have been paid, so I can take care of the lump sum that the state is requiring. So you're not getting your funds that I would have been sending you for a few weeks now because of the fact that you put the state in between us. You know, it is worth remembering, you know, I remind you of things. You know, I don't know what the point is, you know, I remind you of the fact that you committed your life to me, you promised for better or worse and things of that nature, and clearly you lied. But the when I had my difficulties and then suddenly resources came in one day, first thing I did was send you money. Then, of course, found out that it was not applied so it's been a mess ever since. You know, if I could send it to you directly, I do. I actually handed you funds the one time you were sort of met with me. Love communicates. As I described yesterday, snowflakes run. Cowards run. Love communicates. Love speaks clearly, openly, boldly. Love follows in obedience to Christ. Love seeks reconciliation. Love offers grace. I hold nothing against you. You lied to me. I don't hold that against you. I'm only seeking reconciliation. But please admit, you lied to me. You're living a lie right now. But the grace of the Lord is available to us both. And I hope you are willing to take it. I had a wonderful conversation yesterday, digging deep on the scripture, and the grace of the Lord is magnificence, His sovereignty that allows us to be bold, open, clear, unambiguous, the parousia that I've embraced in obedience to Christ. And I ask that you do it too. Communicate with me, please. Break down the walls. If you think I'm wrong on something, tell me. Don't hide from it. Don't interject with the state. Don't turn to an institution. Tell me. Please. I am not a perfect man. I am flawed. You know that. But I am your husband, and I love you intensely, and I want you back.